OPBC Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. And we are coming to you live here today. It is 2:09 p.m. Central Time here on Monday. And man, I thought my voice was going to crack in half, but it didn't. It made it through. Praise the Lord. I honestly think it's the dryness too, because it has been so dry this year. The humidity is down so much. And just crazy stuff. Anyway, so I think that's part of it. Like, in this room right now, my library usually is at like 50% humidity. And that's like with a dehumidifier. It is so dry that I don't even have a dehumidifier running in here, and my humidity is at like 30%. So, yeah, it's been a really dry season. I hope you got to catch some of the preaching on Saturday. You didn't see all of it, I will tell you that. Because we preached for an hour and a half after that. And we didn't even go live. We were just preaching. And man, did we let her wail. And boy, did we have some confrontations. Man, oh man. There were some people that were not real happy. I don't know what their problem was. Well, I do actually. I'm just kidding. I'm being kind of facetious. But check this guy out. He was not happy with me. He came up to me and he was like this big dude. And he was mad. Check this guy out right here. That guy. Not to be confused with that guy. Right? I don't know where he went. That guy. Around here somewhere. But not to be confused with that guy. But this guy. Boy, was he mad. Look at him. He's ready to eat my head off. He's like, oh yeah. He was limping his wrist and I said, that's you because you don't defend life. You're a limp-wristed little coward. That's what I said to him. In my most diplomatic way. Then he turned into the Undertaker and he was going to take me out right there. It was on like Donkey Kong right there. It was going to be a tables, ladders, chairs match right there. Right out in the middle of the sidewalk right there. Oh. All right. Not really. That wasn't going to happen. But look at it. Look at that look. He either looked like the Undertaker or Gold Dust. I don't know. He kind of looked more like Gold Dust, but anyway. Oh man. So that guy, he was happy. They don't like those abortion signs. Man. Those, wait till you see the signs that we have coming. Somebody is making these signs up for us. He's a Christian man, and he used to own a printing shop. And he has access to everything. He still has all his accounts open. He is printing this stuff up for cost for us. So we are getting full-size boards like that. For cost. Which is literally like 2-for-1. So, that, we have a lot of things coming. A lot of, that new Pride banner that you saw, the new Pride banner is going to actually have signs that are full-length signs like that, that are 5 feet, 5 inches or something like that. 5'8" or whatever they are, they're going to be that tall. And we're going to have them. So all of them will say the same thing. We're going to have them for Jesse James days. They're going to be made out of thicker material, so they're sturdier. Okay? And they put a barrier between us and the Fruit Loops. So, that dude was mad. He was like, it was almost like when worlds collide. Right there. The funny part is they think that they're like scaring you. And like, I'm not scared of you. I'm not going to fight you. I'm not here to fight. I'm a preacher. So, they're going to be made out of this protoplastic type stuff. Very thick. I mean, very sturdy. Lightweight, but sturdy. All that good stuff. So, anyway. That was an interesting time, to say the least. He was not happy with me. You know what I said when I left there? I was like, you know what? I wish I could be like good old Reverend Alden. Everybody loved Reverend Alden, man. But these are not the days of Reverend Alden. Right? See, he was really, I mean, he wasn't real happy with me. But that's okay, I gave him the truth. Right? He was very angry. And they all made me feel really bad. So it reminded me of this.
Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Big, fat, juicy ones, teeny, tiny, slimy ones, feel them squish and squirm. Bite off their heads, suck out the juice, throw the skins away. Can't you see my misery? 'Cause nobody, nobody loves me.
Oh, I feel your pain, Wild Bill. Oh. Nobody loves me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat bugs.
Feast on flies with big green eyes. Slurp down slimy slugs.
Perch out my lip. Suck my thumb. I'm in misery.
I've been crying tears for years, 'cause nobody, nobody,
nobody,
nobody, nobody, nobody loves me.
Right. That's it right there. That's, yeah. Yeah. So that's the way I felt about that. It was really, yeah. Anyway. So, we had a good time, though. We had a great time out there. We left the house, literally. Garrick met me at my house. Garrick and Lucius came with us. We went out. And we left at 8:45. We pulled back in the driveway at 11-something at night. It was a long, long day. So it was a good day, though. We were able to hand out 1,875 tracts or something like that at the St. Paddy's Day Parade. And we were able to preach to thousands of people So it was a good day. It really was. The Lord blessed us with a good day. So we're thankful for that. Now, I want to give you an update about Pennsylvania, about what I'm going to do. The more I reflected on it and my family and just, see if I can. Let's see here. Okay. So the more I looked at this, time-wise and everything else, it looks like, you know, Toronto to Toronto, which I'll probably take this. See what's It's going to take me 9 hours. To go from there to there, which I might figure out how I'm going to do that, but we'll figure that out. Anyway, it's not really feasible at this time for me to dip down into Pennsylvania. Oh, okay, yep. There you go. So it's not really feasible for me to dip down that easily into Pennsylvania and do what I was going to do. It just didn't fall into place the way that I really anticipated. And I need a little bit more time in New England. So, to do what I want to do, also to give my family so what I'm going to do is I'm going to leave Toronto on that Thursday. And I'm going to drive. We're going to drive to Boston. And we're going to spend about 5 days in Boston. Now, if I take 2 days to get to Boston, I might do that. I don't know yet. Because I might stay in Albany. Because Albany, New York is like, it's right there, and I may not want to drive. I may want to get up in the morning and drive the rest of the way. So, we'll see. That would be a little bit easier on my family, probably. So, what I'm going to do is go somewhere into Boston here. Then I'll be going to Boston to Rhode Island, which isn't that far away. They're all, like, really close, okay? And get done the Baptist history stuff that I need to do. Okay, and because it'll just be a lot easier that way and not so hard on my family. I also want to spend about, you know, 5 or 6 days with my family by ourselves and enjoy, let them enjoy some time together and, you know, not be so constrained with ministry stuff in Pennsylvania that I was going to do. I'm already, I know that the Lord wanted me to go to Toronto, and all this has worked out the way that I believe the Lord would have it to be. So I really believe that I'm going to head from Toronto, from Toronto over to over to the Boston area from Thursday, spend 4 or 5 days there, because there's an issue that I have, okay? I have to be back by Friday night, by Friday sometime. The reason why... Yep, Becca, I'm going to New York. I'm going to stop at that place right where Dave's family is right there. And I'm getting... those cannolis and that pizza right there. Yeah, I'm definitely going there. That's going to happen. Cannolis and all that stuff. Yeah. So, no, if you guys come up to Boston and want, I'm coming back down, though. I haven't got to that part yet. But anyway, you know, I need to do the, I need to do Rhode Island, John Clark. I need to do the John Clark Obadiah Holmes stuff in Boston. I need to do the John Clark Obadiah Holmes stuff in Rhode Island. I need time to do all that. So this will work out better for my family to do that. And it'll also give my family some time with me as well that's not shared with a bunch of people. So, 'cause they need that too. You know, they need that time together. So, and also it gives me a little bit of a break too, which is a good thing. Now, switching gears here, if I go from Boston, Massachusetts to... Northfield, Minnesota. You see, I have 20 hours. So I need to go here all the way across to get back. So I'm like 20 hours. And it's a lot of miles. And I need 20 hours, which is 3 days of driving, in order to make that work. So I really accomplish what the Lord wants me to do and it allows me to be able to accomplish the work that God wants me to do, the historical work to put this documentary together. Because it's really dealing with freedom of speech, the Baptist Bill of Rights versus what's going on in Toronto, and the hate speech laws that are going on. So, you know what I mean? So that's, those are things that are extremely important to finishing this, the documentary work that I'll be grabbing and taking back with me. All the video and everything else. So, this is a more productive time, more productive way for me to spend my time, and it narrows my, down the vision a little bit, so I can get done what needs to get done. You know, otherwise, I'm running my family down there, back up there. It's a, that's a lot of running to do with 8 children. And I don't have a bunch of men. If it was me, and it was just me and Lucius, I'd do it. But I can't do that with my little children, run them all over like that and not give them a break. It's just too much. And it's not, it doesn't end up being a vacation. It ends up being horrible. So I've got to think about that too. And put that all into perspective. But this accomplishes the work that I need to do. I want to show the Baptist history in Boston, go up to Rhode Island and show the Baptist history in Rhode Island, bring that all back, put that to couple that together with John Leland down in Virginia. I'm not going to Virginia, but I've already been there. You know, I remember I have five daughters. It's if I just said, you know, like me and my boys and my little ones were older, I wouldn't care. Believe me, I know how to Iron Man it. I drove from Virginia all the way home. And they had to beg me to stop, the guys that were with me. They had to beg me to stop. Because I Iron Manned it all the way through. And made it home in less than a day. You ask my wife. Those guys were, there was one guy puking in the back. And the other guy was like wore out. So I'm not bragging. I'm just telling you. It isn't about me like not wanting to do it or not manning up. I can't ask my wife and daughters to do that. I won't ask them to do that when it's not necessary. So anyway, yeah, Carl knows. Carl knows I don't have any beef with doing it. I got no beef with doing it. If we didn't have Mary with us, and Mary did an exceptionally good job, by the way. Mary did an exceptionally good job. But we tried to back off for her so we weren't unkind. You know? So, anyway, yeah. Because if it was just me and Carl and Andrew, but Mary did an exceptional job. But that's not, you know, I don't put women in those positions. We don't do that on purpose. We're not trying to burn them out. And I'm not trying to burn my kids out either. I want them to enjoy it. So I'm going up there, and I'm going to show them the history up there. Right? I'm gonna show them the history and enjoy it and let them enjoy it and enjoy my time with them. Then I'm going to come back that way. So I'm trying to allot myself enough time to do that. Amen. So that's what we're going to do. And you just pray for us, okay? Because this is going to be a blessing to all of you when you see the stuff that we're going to use this for. Right. My boys, no problem. Boys, not a problem. I don't treat women like that. I don't do that. And Carl can attest to that, too. I don't treat women like that. I tried to be very conscientious of the fact that Mary was with us on that trip. Always. Tried to be very conscientious of that. So. Anyway. But this is my family also, and I want to enjoy some time with them while I'm out doing the work of the ministry. It's a little bit different of a trip for them. You know, they've not done one quite like this before. So we're going to enjoy our time with Pastor Jeffrey and his church and preach there and be a blessing to them. And then I'm going to go then we'll head over to New England and we'll hit those spots in New England and we'll head back. So that's what we'll do. Okay. So you pray for us. Okay. Pray for the Lord to bless our trip, to provide for us. I've got to get, gonna have to get a place to stay. Harry said, at first I was scared of you, Pastor. Really? Oh, that's funny. Oh, man, that's terrible. Oh, no. that's funny. Oh, man. I know, brother. I wish I could come. I really do. I wish I could be there, Fabian. I honestly do. And I may take a designated trip, but it would be Brother Andrew and I. And we would fly into Pennsylvania and, you know, do that. I would. We will. There'll be time. Because I do have some unfinished business there. But it's just, I just feel led of the Lord that this is the right thing. It's the right thing. You know, I do. And otherwise, brother, I would love to. And hey, if you can meet me up in Boston, man, you can, you know, I would love to meet you, brother. I would. And I was going to meet that family, and I'm not even going to be able, that other family there, I'm not coming down that way. I got to go straight across and get home. Oh, here's the reason why. I haven't told you yet the reason why I have to get back. I have to get back because I have 10 men that will be waiting on me to preach the Northfield Pride in the Park event. That is June 1st on Saturday. I'm definitely not sending my men in by themselves without me there. Not that I don't trust them. I trust them. I don't trust the other people. And God wants me at that event, and I know that. So I have to... Right? I have to be back there, because I can't... You have to understand, it's extremely personal for me that I don't miss that Pride in the Park event in Northfield. We started that church, Old Paths Baptist Church, 17 years ago. And mostly, and almost every single church there is apostate. And I can't miss that event, man. I can't. Not unless the Lord makes it so I can't get there. That's another story. But I do not want to miss that event. You know? I just got to be there for that. So somebody's got to give them a witness, right? So that's why I'm fixing my plans to be back, Lord willing, at the right time. So you pray we find the right places to stay while we're in Boston there. Up in Rhode Island, wherever it is, however we do it. You pray for us. Because that part of the trip, it's really going to deal with the heart of issue of those Baptist Bill of Rights. That part is going to be important as we contrast what happened in, what happened with Pastor Jeffrey in Toronto. Okay? It's an important focus that I have that we need to get the truth out for. So, you pray for us as we travel through there and that the Lord provides everything for us at that time, okay? And if you are so inclined to give towards that, you can go to oldpassbaptistchurch.org, okay, right here, and you there's PayPal, Venmo, or Apple Pay. You can give towards that there, okay? Otherwise, you can go to PayPal, salvationpreacher@gmail.com, salvationpreacher@gmail.com. Oh, also, where Andrew is halfway through the his portion of finishing up the Coliseum documentary. So you pray for Andrew that he gets it, that we get it done. Then we're going to release a trailer. Soon we'll be releasing a trailer that will be like a sneak peek of the Coliseum video. So you pray for that. Okay? Pray for Andrew to have the time to work on it and everything else. Also, pray for all my children. No, not the soap opera. All my children. they have this stomach bug that's going around. Okay? It's not a Catherine Crick revival. They're actually barfing all over the place. So, just pray that we don't get it. All that good stuff. So, I'll have copies of that Coliseum DVD with me when I get to Canada, but they'll be able to download it also. But I'll have that with me. So, we will see what the Lord does with all that. Man, this took a long time. I know 40 minutes to explain all that. But I think it's important to explain to you everything so you understand. So you can catch the vision of what's going on here. Lots of stuff. Okay? Lots of stuff going on. Keep praying for Mary's visa. All right? Pray that the Lord would provide that for her. All right? For her and Carl. I don't know who Susan Barfy is. It's not that long range. We're only 2 months away here. We're less than 2 months away right now. This is the 18th. We're less than 2 months away from leaving for that trip, so we got to get everything ready. So, the Coliseum video, you pray about that. We want to release that. We want to get it out there, and we're going to feature it on the side on sermon audio as well. Get that out there, so you pray about that. There's many more videos to come. Many more, okay? And then tomorrow, I've got a broadcast with Pastor Jeffrey that will not be live. It'll be recorded. And if we get it done in time, we might be able to release it on Wednesday. If not, we'll see when we can release it. But we will be releasing that. We'll put that on YouTube, put it on Sermon Audio, we'll put it on Rumble. Okay? So you pray for that. God would provide all of those things. There's so many things going on, so much to do in the ministry. Amen. Pray for the Lord to provide all the needs and everything that we have going on. Right? that God would bless. And provide in a wonderful way. Amen. And I know he will. God is faithful. So, and I appreciate all of you that God using you. And I look forward to being a blessing to you. And man, I'll tell you what. I wish I could meet every single one of you. I wish I could get out there and I wish I could get out there to meet everybody. I really do. I mean, my heart's desire, right? But it's just not possible, right? Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3. We're going to get started with this topic. And my goodness, I took 45 minutes. I'm sorry about that. I didn't really think it would take that long. 40 minutes, I guess. The music went 5 minutes over, but goodness, I don't know what the deal is. But that's okay, because I'm talking to friends and the others that listen to this and the people that pray for me and support our ministry and support our church, and they're blessed by this content. So I don't just, like, talk at you. I talk with you. That's one of the unique things about this broadcast is, and what I like about Rumble, I don't have a lot of spammers over here. They all love YouTube, but I'm like, good, take it. And there's 100 people on here right now, so praise the Lord. I mean, I like the 95, but I like talking to you, and that's why I do what I do. I'm not like, I'm not a professional. I'm not that kind of guy. So, I really do enjoy talking to you. Now, let's get into this topic here. Genesis chapter 3. God's original intent is always important. And in all that we do, God's original intent is important. Whatever God commands and God set out to do, we ought to do it and obey it. Now, we realize that sin, sin came into the world and death by sin. And I understand and am sympathetic to ladies that have no father, they have no husband to care for them, and they have to be like, Ruth and Boaz, Naomi and Ruth, and they have to be taken, they have to go out and do what they have to do, glean in the field and do those things. All right. I understand that. So we're not looking at those ladies and saying, oh, you're a wicked woman because you're doing that. No. You would be wrong in the sight of God if you chose to do that. Or your husband forced you to do that, he would be wrong in the sight of God's eyes because it's not God's way. God said about the roles of the male and female. He said, unto the woman, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. Now, he was already going to rule over her. It's just he's a sinner. He's a sinner. Ruling over her. She has to submit to a man that is a sinner. Okay? So she has to submit to him. She will have sorrow, pain, and suffering in conception. Why didn't he tell her what he told Adam? And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife. It's good to see you too, Michelle. I hope you and Pete are doing well. And Annalise, I hope you're doing well. Look what he said to Adam. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee. And thou shalt eat the herb of the field in the sweat of thy face. Shalt thou eat bread till thou return unto the ground. For out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. Adam was to till the ground. Therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground. Who? Adam. He sent Adam to till the ground. Adam was to care for the ground. Eve, her sorrow was to be in conception. Why?
Because Adam can't have babies. Adam can't conceive babies. Adam wasn't the one that was supposed to keep the home. He was supposed to till the garden. He was supposed to grow the vegetables. He was supposed to raise the food. He was supposed to be out at the sweat of his brow. She was supposed to be in the home. So listen. Women will tell you, I just don't know if I can handle that type of life. Well, first of all, God created a woman to be a helpmeet for her husband. That's why he created her. He equipped her. But he also said, along with your equipping will be sorrow. You know what sorrow is brought about? Because of sin that is not under that protection and that perpetuity and that strength that God gives a woman. When she purposely comes out of God's order, or her husband purposely sends her into the world, she is not equipped to handle that sorrow, that environment. Why? God never made her for it. This is what he made her to do. And the problem that we have is women have been taking on a role that they were never given grace to do. They were never made to do that. God never made them to do it. He made them to be keepers at home. So when they go off and do that or attempt to do that, it's most of the time disastrous. Why? You ask?
Because it is not God's intent. He said Adam was to suffer the things in the workforce and to deal with all those things. And she was to suffer those things at home. Not work. Not business. See, it's never, you don't see it. See, one of the first things that the Bolsheviks and others did is get the woman working and get her out of the home. Why? Because it's Antichrist. It destroys families, civilizations. It destroys them. That's what it does. So the question you have to ask yourself, why are independent fundamental Baptists doing it? Look what this says. Hiles Anderson College. For the perfecting of the saints. For the work of the ministry. Really? Bible college is for the perfection of the saints? For the work of the ministry? Huh. He thinks there's a big problem with that. What's that? Called Bible. The Bible's in their way. What is the purpose of the church? And he gave some apostles, not to the Bible college, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Oh! Yeah, that's not Bible college. That's not 501c3 entity Bible college. The church was given for the perfection of the saints. Are these gifts were given for the perfection of the saints, for the work of the ministry, to the church? They are gifts to the church. They fulfill the purpose of the church. Right? But you notice with these verses that none of them have anything to do with ladies being involved. There were no lady apostles. There were no lady prophets. There were no lady evangelists. There were no lady pastors or teachers. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. None of those were women. None of those were women. Paul never ordained any women. Jesus never ordained any women. Nope. I wonder if we should watch the promo video. And this sounds good.
Hiles Anderson College was started in 1972 with the mission of training God's effective servants to share His gospel throughout the world through faithful local churches. You'll receive a Christ-centered education based on the King James Bible. Your instruction may begin in the classroom, but it certainly will not end there. Hiles Anderson College affords you the opportunities to grow spiritually and socially in an environment.
Okay, so I have a question for you. Why is it always women? Why are they showing all the women? If you ask me the question about Deborah, I've already answered that. What about Deborah and other silly excuses women use to usurp authority over men? I've already covered that. The second one is any of those other prophetesses never spoke with any authority. Never spoke with any authority. Right? Never. You have no women speaking in leadership authority in the New Testament. None. Right? None. You have none. It's not fair. Not there. Somebody asked the question, what about a woman teacher? What about them? You want to see a woman teacher? I'll show you one. Here it is. Here's a woman teacher. That the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. There's your female teacher. What is it? Older women teaching younger women to obey their husband. There isn't any classroom for this. It's their testimony. It's their guidance. It's their direction. Sorry, but there aren't female Sunday school classes in the Bible. There aren't female meetings in the Bible. That's all made up fundy garbage. Don't get Carl started on Masonic handshakes.
Environment design.
That guy's not a Mason.
Designed to provide practical ministry experience and the skills to educate, equip, and empower you for a lifetime of Christian service.
So, how does the Bible College equip a woman for lifetime Christian service? Right? How does Bible College equip a woman? Well, what is a woman's lifetime Christian service? Is it to go to college and work in the cafeteria and to run a bus route? And is it a woman running a bus route? Is it a woman running the I know who the guy is. I've met his family. He's not a Mason. Anyway, here's the point. How does it equip them for that? It doesn't. It doesn't equip them. It doesn't teach them. It doesn't instruct a woman to do any of those things. I would argue that Bible College doesn't instruct a man to do it either. It doesn't instruct a man to do it either. I would argue that Bible College doesn't instruct a man to pastor a church. It sure can't teach him to preach, because I've heard most of them, and man, are they boring.
I invite you to prayerfully consider what God would have you to do in your ministry training. Hiles Anderson College is certainly not for everybody, but it may be what God wants for you.
You'll be able to choose from a variety of majors and minors in 5 academic programs. Each major is specifically tailored to help you prepare for whatever local church ministry.
So notice they always got the boys and the girls are always together. They're always working in such close contact together. They're always working around each other. These students are always, and they have rules, you know, girls dorm, boys dorm, all that kind of stuff. All of that. But why would you want to send your daughter off to a place that's full of a bunch of men where they're not around you? Right? Where they're not around you at all. Why would you want to? Why would you want to send them to that? And by the way, I've seen pastors lessons in manhood. I wonder if they're going to cover keepers at home, that a man provides for his wife in lessons of manhood, and his wife doesn't work outside of the home to pay the bills, that he actually pays the bills. You think they might have that in their lessons for manhood? Think it might be a part of it? Don't think so. When some of those men have children that are female real estate agents and female politicians and female, I don't think they're going to have that in their manhood, in their man. Why? Well, those things offend. See, those things offend. Yeah, that offends. Oh, we can't talk about that for manhood, can we? No, we can't talk about that for manhood. Right? That's not a popular message. But this is their popular message. This is what they do. Right? And by the way, this is why a lot of people get angry with me. This is why a lot of people get angry with my ministry, with what I do, because I don't pull any punches with this stuff.
Path God has for you.
By the way, the reason I don't, by the grace of God, is because it's destroying families. These Bible colleges are part of the problem of destroying families. By the way, I haven't even got on Christian schools yet. But Christian school, Bible college, same thing. So literally, I know one man, and he passed away, and I believe he was a saved man. I believe he's in heaven right now. He died. Okay? His wife. He was a school administrator. His wife worked a full-time job. His wife worked a full-time job while he was the school administrator so they could pay the bills. He worked another job doing data entry to pay the bills. Right? So basically what he did was his wife was working a different shift. The kids were going to the Christian school. He was the administrator of the Christian school. You know how his daughters turned out? Some of them went into the military. Now let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you very plainly. And I don't care who doesn't like it. In fact, almost, when you don't like it, it makes me like it even more. Okay? And maybe I'll do a separate broadcast on that. But I'll put me in the wide shot. Here's the thing. I better move over this way. Just right about there. There we go. Here's the thing. One of his daughters ended up going to the military. Butching him out in the military. You think I want my daughter that I've raised all of her life to end up a miserable failure in the military? Really? Where dudes go? I don't even want my son in the military. So I don't like that. Good. I ain't sending my kid to go die in the sand over there for a bunch of wicked NWO reprobates that leave their kids out of the military while they send your kids to go die killing brown people in the sand. That's besides the point. But let's get to the women. You think I'm going to send my daughter to a bunch of wicked, vile perverts? Really? That's what you think about the military? Yeah, don't you? What, do you think they're great people? You want to send them to the Pentagon so the Pentagon can run their life? Really? So they can put my daughter in fatigues and have her march around like some dude? So you can butch out my children, my daughter, and make my girls like that? And then sit back when they come back in and the church has a Military Veterans Day or whatever, and your daughter's marching through in her uniform in the church house? That would make me want to vomit. Well, you ain't gonna have nobody in the military in your church. Okay. Sorry. I'm all right with that. Because the church belongs to Jesus Christ, not the government. That's why our church isn't a 501c3. That's why we're not a corporation. That's why we don't have a tax identification number. I'll pay your stupid taxes. You bunch of God-robbing thieves, I'll pay your taxes. But I got no desire to send my daughters off to do something God never called them to do in the first place. God didn't make them to be that. By the way, what ended up happening with all that? The man ended up dying. His wife had left him. You know what happens in a lot of these Christian school ministries and all these other things? Because feminism is taught from the top to the bottom. That wife don't know she's a helpmeet to her husband. That husband don't know that he ain't supposed to be sending his wife to work. Why? Well, they got indoctrinated in Bible college. That's the way it's supposed to be. So they indoctrinate him in Bible college and teach him, well, that's the role you're supposed to have. Because women, they're Christian school teachers. Really? Where does it say that in the Bible? That my wife is supposed to be a Christian school teacher. Where does it say that at? Doesn't. But this guy, this school is going to equip you. It's good. And by the way, pick a flavor. I'm not picking on just Hiles Anderson. West Coast, Golden State, Maranatha. I don't care what it is. I don't care who it is. They're all feminist design. It's all modern day feminism. What it is. Somebody told me, well, you must have went to the wrong Bible college. No, I went to the right one. I didn't go to one. That was the right one. Not to go to one. Amen. Right, Pensacola, PCC, it doesn't matter what it is. They're all the same. What do they teach? Feminism. That's why fundamentalism is riddled with feminism. Why? Because the fundamentalist movement brought in Bible college, stuck women in there with them, sucked all the youth out of the churches, and built these bully pulpits all over the country and the world. They not only exported it here, they exported all over the world. That's exactly what they do. Right? And they get mad at us. Because we just tell them the truth. This is garbage. You train these girls and you send them off there. You know, there's videos of it at this same college years ago when Jack Hyles was pastor. Here's what Jack Hyles' philosophy was. He said, well, they don't have a father here. Their father's at home. So once a month, I'm going to meet with these girls. Why? Because Jack Hyles knew that a girl needs a father. It's like a boy needs a father. But girls need a father. So Jack Hyles said, well, all these girls are without their father. So he should have called the class, who's your daddy? That's what he should have called it. Who's your daddy? Jack's your daddy. Right? Right? So Jack says, I'll be your daddy. And what did he do? He had the girls singing songs about his hair. Look at that hair. Look at that hair. Oh. Look at that hair. Look at that hair. There's no joke that I'm provoked with boopsie woopsie. Oh, it can't even be real, man. It is real. It is. I'm not making it up. So, Boopsie Whoopsie had a class with him when he bought him dresses and he bought him like gifts and he showered them all with gifts. Right? He showered them all with gifts. Now, first of all, was that appropriate? It's no joke that I'm provoked. Look. I can't imagine singing that song or having girls sing that song to me as a pastor. I mean, it is so embarrassing. Right? But that's the design of it. That's the way it was, right? So, basically, oh man, is that the video?
Passion for God.
I don't know. I'll see if this is... Carl sent me this.
God, loyalty, balance. To some, they're just words. But at Hyles Anderson College, they're the foundation for education that shapes more than minds.
I'll never forget opening day. It was amazing to see how many other people shared my conviction and my heart for God.
For we are watching the demise of the old mainline denominations and, yes, even the diminishing of the independent Baptist movement.
Pastor Scott came out on the platform and he was carrying a lighted torch, and he was pleading with the student body to carry the torch for our generation.
Oh my goodness, this is just ridiculous. Listen to how this sounds. It's horrible.
It literally changed my life.
Okay. When Dr. Scott came out there and said that about he carried the torch, it literally changed my life. Yeah. I don't even know how to answer that. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia! Fabian. Alright, anyway. Marcia, Marcia, Marcia! Alright. Let's keep going here. I gotta stop. Okay, stop! Okay. Oh, where's the video? Did I lose it? Oh, man. That's not it. Oh, it's this one. Here we go.
You'll be challenged spiritually and academically with traditional teaching methods combined with fundamental Baptist distinctives and timeless biblical truths.
As a music education major, I've been blessed to work with some of the most amazing faculty and musicians. Not only have I learned music, but I have been given the opportunity to write, publish, perform, and record some of my own original songs.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why couldn't any of that be done in a local New Testament church? Why would you have to go to Bible college to do that? Why would that need to be done there? Why couldn't it be done anywhere? Why couldn't it be done under the supervision of your mother? Why would you have to be sent off to go learn how to do that?
My experience has...
Right. Why are there so many women in this video? What exactly are they attracting them to? I'll tell you what they're doing. They're attracting them there for the men to be there, and it's feminism. Excuse me. This is feminism. That's what it is. Why so far are all these women? Like that, you don't think they use that blonde-haired female? You don't think they use that blonde-haired female that was just in there for a reason? Like, you don't think it was a reason they used her? They're attracting them to a feminist lifestyle. And then they travel on summer tour all over, singing in different churches, and they're like rock stars wherever they go. I met their little barbershop quartet band when I was at the sending church that I came from. I'm like, whatever. They were so excited about it. I'm like, whatever.
Prepared me to use music as a tool to encourage others in my future ministry.
Your future ministry. Oh. Oh. Let me hear about a future ministry.
If you are looking for a Bible college that takes what you learn in the classroom and combined with practical experience, then Hiles Anderson College is definitely someplace you should consider. School experience, looking for a Bible, music as a tool, but I have been given the opportunity to write, publish, perform, and record some of my own original songs. My experience has prepared me to use music as a tool to encourage others in my future ministry.
Others in your future ministry. What's your ministry supposed to be? Well, you're a young lady. Let me look. I'm not sure. Let me look! Oh, I want to be like that one guy on Friday, Andy Wood. Hey, Andy. I want to be like Andy Wood. I want to be like, huh, I don't really know how to answer that. I mean, it's such a complex question. I'm not sure about that. I don't know for sure. I mean, I would labor with her in prayer, and I would take my Bible and I would have her read her Bible, and I would labor in her with her in prayer. I would labor with her in prayer to be able to figure out what her future ministry really was. No, I wouldn't. I would just look right here. The age women, that they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. That's your ministry, your husband, your children. That's your ministry. There. That was really complex. I'm so glad that I was able to figure that out through much laboring, that I could figure out what her ministry is. I mean, it's so difficult. Such nonsense. And I'm not picking on this girl. I'm picking on the people that taught this girl. And that, my friends, is why I like none of them, and they like me not.
If you are looking for a Bible college that takes what you learn in the class...
Thank God I'm not looking for one.
...and combined with practical experience, then Howes Anderson College is definitely someplace you should consider. When I came to Howes Anderson College...
Oh, look! It's another girl! It's another girl! She's going to tell us all about ministry. Did you know that is what needs to be done. We need, in independent fundamental Baptist churches, we need women to tell us about ministry. That's what we need. We need women to teach us about ministry. I mean, what would I do as a pastor if I didn't have... If I didn't have these women to teach me about ministry. The line from all these pastors are this. Now, whatever you do, you young people, I'm going to tell you what y'all do. If you love the Lord, and what you young people ought to do, everybody that graduates high school, come into the pastor's office, and the pastor's going to counsel you. You ought to go to Bible college for 1 year to see what God has for your life. Just go for 1 year, see what God has for your life. You never know what God's going to do in that 1 year. You waste all that money. You never know what God's going to do when you're eating ramen noodles for a year because you ain't got no money and you can't afford your Bible college. So you got to work in the cafeteria too, like 800 hours a week, try to pay for everything. Okay? The pastor could drive around a brand new truck. Got to send all them women to college. They're not stupid witches. They're just kids. They're just children. They're young children. They're not witches. They're just kids. It's the people that are above them. Right? They're just kids. They don't know any better. That's what they're taught.
I was challenged to step out of my comfort zone, to move far beyond what I ever thought I could do for God. My college experience has equipped me with many tools to be a productive ministry worker in whatever capacity God has next in my life. Your Hiles Anderson College experience can be customized to include options to expand your horizons, to learn new things, and to gain a more practical understanding in your field of study than you even thought possible. You can participate in mission trips, internships, and residency programs.
Okay, so what is that? What does anything, any of that have to do with what God has called them to do? Nothing. Because the scope of what God has called them to do is very simple. God called them to be wives, to bear children, to guide the home. Right? What are young women supposed to be doing? Here you go. Turn to 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse number 14. I will therefore that the younger women marry. I will therefore that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. So what are they supposed to do? The younger women are supposed to marry. They're supposed to bear children. They're supposed to guide the house. That's what he said. Right? That's what they're supposed to do. Marry. Bear children. Guide the house. Give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully. That's their work. How is any of this helping them do that?
There are many music groups, choirs, orchestras, and even professional CD recordings. I was able to be in the annual college musical this year, and it was an amazing experience. You can...
Really? Look at that. Let's review that.
Choirs, orchestras, and even professional CD recordings. I was able to be in the annual college musical this year, and it was an amazing experience.
Is that really what I want my daughter doing, being in the annual musical, up on stage? Oh, wait. Here's Boopsie Whoopsie live. Well, not live. It's not live anymore. It's been a lot of years.
We'll just pretend about it.
This is the boomerang.
We can't see you back here.
What?
We can't see you.
It's too short.
Can't see you.
It's too short.
Of course it isn't.
You look nice.
Haven't changed this while ago.
No.
Thank you, girls.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Where has everybody been this morning? This is the only group that's come.
They don't love you as much as we do? What in the world? That is super creepy, man.
I've got boyfriends now.
Yeah.
I'm all the line for that.
Well,
because,
you know,
you're
the last one taken, and so they had to go get the second
pass.
Don't make
them like this anymore.
Right.
Don't make them like this.
Unfortunately.
Thanks a lot.
Bye. Bye. I love you.
That right there was some really weird stuff. I'm sorry, that just gets creepier. That gets creepier by the minute right there. That is some weird stuff, brother. I'm sorry. That is just weird. That is just... That looks like something out of, like... Oh. Hang on. Oh. Stop. Get your focus back. Stop. Okay, I'm trying. Oh, that is just some really, really strange stuff right there. Okay, so, that's what I was gonna, it's like something out of like, Waco or something. It's just really odd. But when you're in it like that, you don't notice it. It's not as prevalent.
You can learn to drive a bus, become a certified EMT, work with security, and so much.
Come on, really? Really? Listen to me. Do you think I want some girl working security for me? Really? Really? Come on! Really? Are you serious? You put her in the security place? You put her on security? That's really it's just odd. Very, very odd. What does this have to do with training ladies?
Much more.
Your relationship with God is paramount in preparing for a life of serving Him and His people. The curriculum at Hiles Anderson College, the chapel services, ministry outreach, student life, and classroom instruction are all coordinated to help you connect to the source of all power, a personal relationship with Christ.
Oh, that's not what the church is for, but the Bible college is going to do that for you? Ah. Get it. Okay. How's that work exactly? How's it work that the Bible college does that? Where do we see that? Where do we see that, that the Bible college does? We don't see it anywhere. It's made up.
Our chapel services are absolutely amazing. We get to hear men of God from all over the world share God's word in many practical ways. The chapel atmosphere is hard to convey unless you come experience it for yourself.
Oh, I'd love to go experience it myself. In fact, I'd love to go there and preach just once. I would do that. So would you go there and preach? You better believe I would. I'd walk right up inside there and do it. And I don't think they'd be clapping for me when I was finished. They'd look at me like a bullfrog in a hailstorm. I'd go preach a ladies' meeting, too, once. All them ladies getting together for their lady meetings. I'd love to preach. I'd love to do that. Oh, I'd love to. Absolutely. Kidding me? I know exactly what I'd preach. I'd be like, turn your Bibles to Titus chapter 2. Dead silence. Right? It'd be silent. What? Why is that? Well, because it would be absolutely overwhelming to them. Because they'd be like, what is this guy talking about? What is he talking about? Or maybe they'd be convicted and they'd get their hearts right with God, and maybe they'd go back home and do the things that God has commanded them to do, the way that God commanded them to do it. Right? That's God's intent for them. God's intent for them, not. Here's what would happen if I said that. One more time, just for clarity. And one more time. I would honestly say that this would happen to the staff. I think it would blow the staff's head right off. I think they'd be like, what?
Powerful preaching, uplifting music, and an exciting spirit are the norm. We have revival every single service.
Really? Really? They have revival every single service. You know something? I agree with you, Miss Spicy. Mrs. Spicy. I agree with you. Rachel, I do believe that some of those people would like that. Because there are saved people in those places, in those colleges, in those churches. They're born again Christians there that love the Lord. They've just been taught wrong. And no, they're not all witches, and no, they're not all wicked people. No, they're not all trying to, you know, hurt people and all that kind of stuff. There are bad apples in everyone. There are, you know, plants there. But it's the system that has failed. Understand that. It's the design of the system that is unscriptural, that has failed, that produces the bad results. That's what it is. It's not the people. Some of the people are wicked, obviously. Anywhere you go, some of the people are wicked. I've pastored wicked people. Some of the people are wicked, wherever you go. But it's the system that is wrong. And the people need the truth. Right? So don't burn all the people down and think that there's nobody safe. No, listen, my pastor that I got saved under went to Hiles Anderson College. Right? He was there. He never molested any girls. He never took advantage of anybody. He was a God-fearing man. He was wrong, and the design was wrong, and he taught wrong. No, they're not unreachable, and they're not unteachable. Because I have a great number of people in my church right now that went to those fundamental Baptist colleges. They're not unreachable. They're not. They're not. That's why broadcasts like this are important, to tell the truth about it. To show what's right and what's wrong with those systems and those things, and to teach people. They've just been taught wrong. And because they've been taught wrong and in a system, they follow the wrong ways of doing things. It's like a lot of families. It's like a lot of families have been taught wrong. So you know something? They found our preaching online. And they ended up moving here. And guess what? Now their wives are keepers at home and the husbands provide for them. And they take care of their families and they obey the biblical roles that God has set down. They're in our church right now. I have a church full of those. I came out of those. I didn't go to their colleges, but I came out of those fundamental Baptist churches that were wrong in their order. But the truth has to get to them. And there's not enough pastors out there telling the truth about these things. Right? So they're not irredeemable. God is well able to change them. I have a whole church full of people that followed all the... Man, they didn't like it when they first heard it. They didn't like it. But God used it.
Lives are changed and decisions are made that impact eternity.
I am challenged every day to walk with God and to grow my...
And it's the first guy I've seen. Finally, there's a man here.
My relationship with him. I get to interact with seasoned Christian leaders who set...
So they go to seasoned Christian leaders, and what do they show? Women. Do you understand? Do you see it? Do you see how their system is all messed up? Like, they don't have the spiritual... Their senses are dulled to what they're doing. But they don't even realize that to promote leadership, you're showing a video of a woman supposedly leading two girls while the man is talking. About leadership. Again, it's because the design is wrong. They've accepted feminism. It slowly crept in. And it became acceptable in the churches.
The example in so many, discipleship, and a sincere love for the Lord. Whether you are called to serve, lead, teach, or create.
Lead, teach. What is it? Got to get them women in there, man. Got to show them women. I wonder how long these Bible colleges would last. If fathers stopped sending their daughters to them. They just said, no, we're done. We're not doing that. That's not God's way. Overnight, it would. you would begin to strengthen families on what God has commanded. No, women should not lead music in church. Women shouldn't lead anything in a church. Except their children to the bathroom, to the nursery. They should lead their children to the food line. Right? That's what they should do. And I don't personally believe it's wrong. I biblically believe it's wrong. Lead their children to the potty. Lead their children to change diapers. Am I getting through? Does that make sense? Right? Women should serve, just like women serve the food in our church. Why? Well, because that's what moms do. That's what ladies do. They serve food. They make food, they prepare food, they serve food. That's what they do. That's part of what they do. You misogynist? Oh my goodness, you're a misogynist. Oh my goodness, you're a misogynist. No, I'm not a misogynist. I'm a biblicist.
Hey, Howells Anderson College will help you pursue God's calling on your life and will challenge you to live a life empowered by a relationship with Him.
What better place is there to learn ministry than in a gospel?
Hey, Fabian, I mansplained some lady the other day. She's like, are you going to let me talk? I was like, no. I'm like, no, I'm mansplaining. I said it. I said, I'm mansplaining. I said, no, I'm not going to let her talk. I'm mansplaining. Oh, my goodness. He just admitted that he's mansplaining. Oh, my goodness. He just admitted that he was mansplaining. I was like, I did. I said, I'm mansplaining. So you know what's even funnier than that? She actually thought, and the guy and the gay dude next to her, they actually thought that I was going to be embarrassed by that. They thought like I was going to be like, oh no, and like I was going to feel bad about that. I was like. You realize you can't shame me by that, right? Like, not possible.
...centered local church. Hiles Anderson College is owned and operated as a ministry of the First Baptist Church of Hammond, Indiana. With nearly 20 different local church-based ministries from which to choose, Hiles Anderson College and First Baptist Church offer many opportunities for Christian service.
The weekend is the highlight of my week. At Hiles Anderson College, we take living for the weekend to a whole different level. Our Saturdays and Sundays are dedicated to reaching the lost, discipling converts, and ministering to families all throughout the church.
Okay, so this is what you won't see me doing. There ain't no way I'm sending my wife and daughters door to door to do this. Now, in the beginning of my ministry, we used to have ladies tracked and do a few things. This is, you know, the Lord brought me to this position over time. You know, it didn't happen all at once. Can God use, can God use a lady handing out tracked anywhere? Yeah, a lady should tract when the Lord provides and be a witness. But you don't send your wife and daughters out door to door, knocking on doors to strange people's homes in nasty, creepy neighborhoods. Or even rich neighborhoods, for that matter. It's not appropriate. That is not training your daughters and your wife or future wives for ministry. to their husband, to their children. It does not train them to do that. It isn't the way that God designed it to be.
Chicagoland area. It has been amazing to see God use me to impact people's lives in such an incredible way. Students come from all over the country and all over the world. You'll meet all kinds of people and find the ones who will be lifelong friends. Your experience on campus will be second to none. There's a wide variety of activities.
We have had, like, family parades that are really low-key, like in the town of Northfield, where the little kids will go, the little children will go with their fathers, right? And they'll hand out tracts with their dad, because dad's right there with them the whole time. And they're giving tracts to little kids all over, you know, the parade route, because dad's with them, right? It's not like professionalism. It's not like sending women out, right, to do this. No, dad's with them. You know, dad's going with them. They're not, like, running around. They're little kids handing out tracts in public to people. There's nothing wrong with that. But they're not bold witnesses, and they're not boldly going in and witnessing.
These athletics and events that appeal to everyone. You can enjoy a coffee and read a book in the coffee shop, hang out with friends or watch a ball game in the student rec center, or take a quiet walk or...
Yeah, just what I want to do is watch a ball game in the rec center. Sense? Look, you can canoe with your boyfriend.
Canoe ride around the lake, the college student rec center, or take a quiet walk or canoe ride around the lake.
Oh, that's great. And hey, look,
the
even better.
Men's and ladies intramural
look, even better. Isn't this what you want your daughter to be doing?
Walk or canoe ride around the lake. The college provides men's and ladies intramural athletics and several planned activities both on and off campus. There are many opportunities for recreation or relaxation, whichever you need on any particular day.
Yeah, right. Who believes that college students have a lot of time at independent Baptist colleges for recreational time? They're just loaded with recreational time. Sorry, you wouldn't get me to believe that for anything.
I've made some amazing friends at Hiles Anderson College. The guys who live in my residence hall and those I work with on my bus route have become some of my closest friends in the world. We pray and study God's Word together. We have seen God answer prayers and have experienced great spiritual victory. These are people who will be my friends for the rest of my life. Wherever God leads, we will always have the connection we made in college.
Hiles Anderson College is located less than 1 hour from downtown Chicago in Lake County of Northwest Indiana. The campus is in close proximity to several malls and shopping areas, three public libraries, and dozens of restaurants. The 107-acre campus includes wooded hills overlooking a four-acre lake, a spacious gymnasium, athletic fields, a dining facility, attached residence halls, a library, medical clinic, and post office. The HAC campus provides an atmosphere of college life with many of the comforts of home. The best way to know if Hiles Anderson College is the right place for you is to visit. You're always welcome to explore our campus, visit classes, attend chapel, enjoy a concert or a music.
Yeah, I mean, look, who wouldn't want to go for that? Right? Who wouldn't want to go there? That'd be great. Come on, don't you want to go see that?
Physical. Participate in a conference or check out Weekend Ministries and First Baptist Church. We believe that God has a specific plan for your life. So
you do.
Pray about it. Ask God what He wants you to do. Talk to your parents and your pastor. Determine God's plan for your life and then do it. And we're here to help in any way we can.
Wait, let me back up. Listen.
Wants you to do. Talk plan for trees and First Baptist Church. We believe that God has a specific plan for your life. So pray about it. Ask God what He wants you to do. Talk to your parents and your pastor. Determine God's plan for your life and then do it.
Wait, well, what about the Bible? Pray about it, he said. Ask your parents. Talk to your pastor. Right? Think about that. Well, that's not exactly biblical, what he said. You know, a lot of people wonder, well, what's the will of God for my life? No woman or lady, no lady in church with the Bible should ever believe that God has called her to Bible college. Now, I'm not saying God can't use it. And he didn't use it because of things we've done out of ignorance. But no lady has to wonder, does God want me to go to Bible college? You know, does God want me to go to Bible college? Is that what he wants for my life? You know, to wonder that. You don't have to wonder that. It's pretty clear that it's not God's will.
We're here to help in any way we can. Whether you're seeking a four-year degree, graduate studies, or a one- or two-year program, Hiles Anderson College has...
Look. No, do you think this is funny? Look. Look at this. Watch this.
And we're here to help in any way we can. Whether you're seeking a four-year degree, graduate studies, or a one- or two-year program.
Wait. What? Sewing? Sewing? Really, sewing? You need to learn that from college?
Hiles Anderson College has options to help you meet your goals. We would love to partner together as we strive to reach this world for Christ. Hiles Anderson College is prepared to help you get from where you are to where you want to be, doing what God wants you to do.
Man, that was impressive. Anyway, what is that? It's feminism. All that is feminism. The entire thing was full of women. And it was used for women to get a career. For women to be prepared for the ministry. For women to do these things. That's what all of it was. Not God's way. It's a big compromise. And these churches and colleges have made a lot of money compromising. A lot of money. That's why they won't give it up. They're not going to repent of those things. But God's people need to stop sending their children off these places. Right? All right, let's play a song and I'll give you a chance to say hi before we're out of here. Okay? Let's see here. What song? Let's see. Not that one.
Oh, I'm so happy in the Lord, ever since he saved my soul. I'll shout it from the mountaintops, Christ Jesus made me whole. Holla-dee, holla-do, holla-dee, 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 world of Jesus' love, to all this world be gone. Rejoice dancing, singing praises always till he takes us home.
Amen. All right, everybody. God bless you. And I will see you back here. Maybe Wednesday. I'm not sure how we're going to do that yet. But we'll see how it goes here. But if so, it'll be 2 p.m. Central Time. Or it'll be that broadcast that I record with Pastor Jeffrey tomorrow. I'm not sure. We'll see how that all goes. But you pray for us, pray for our ministry, pray for the Lord to provide everything for us, and pray that we'd be a blessing and get this truth out here, the one that we're talking about here, because I believe this issue right here is one of the major hindrances to a real biblical revival. I really believe it is. I believe the scriptures show that if we don't even know what a husband and wife is supposed to do, and the pastors don't even know what a husband and wife is supposed to do, what in the world are we going to do? It's so important, right? So anyway, it's so basic, to raising children for the Lord, strengthening. You know, 50 years ago, you probably never had to preach as much as now, or 60 years ago. 100 years, maybe because they stopped preaching it and just assumed that things wouldn't get worse. Right? That's why we're in the shape we're in. But this days of apostasy, days of confusion, we need to stand firm. Help these people. Truth. Amen? All right, everybody. God bless you. Take care. We'll see you soon here.